Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G. I'm here with Nate Rexinger and Kyle Matthews, co-founders of the Skate to End Hate. Welcome back, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. I am great. So we're here to talk about the Skate to End Hate, an annual event to benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. What year is this for you guys?
Ooh, technically, I don't know. If you were going to go based on festival, it'd be 2. If you're going to go on in person, it'd be 3. But if you're going to go on overall, it's four.
You've kind of had to do it all with the accommodations of COVID and everything.
Yeah, we were a full festival in 2019, and then we were an Instagram live series in 2020, and then just a standard concert in 2021, and then now we're back to being a festival.
Well, I think the important thing is, though, that no matter what, you guys kept it going.
Oh, yeah.
You adapted this because it's important.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's important to the community. You got to keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely. How did last year go for you guys?
I think it was definitely, all things considered, what was going on, it was a great event. We did some great numbers financially. We had a solid amount of people that were there. It felt like it was lacking in the aspect of skating. We had some local vendors that were there to sort of compensate for that, but we are truly an event that's rooted in skateboarding and music, so to only have half of that, it was not our full potential, but
sure.
Considering the pandemic and everything, I think it was still an awesome way to keep our name afloat in the community.
Absolutely. We were blessed to be able to do anything at all.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it sounds like you guys are back this year, full force.
Full festival event. Full force, yeah.
What does that entail, being a full force festival?
So back to our roots like we did in 2019, again, we had music, skateboarding, raffles, local vendors, food, everything for the community to come and check out. So luckily, we are back to it, no holds barred, full festival format. We've got a live stage, a acoustic stage, which is really cool. We've got 2 stages running at the same time. We've got a ton of local vendors. We've got skate competitions going on inside of the venue this year. Biking, rollerblading. If it's got wheels, come bring it.
That's awesome.
It'll be a lot of fun. And giveaways and raffles and prizes, you know, it's something for everybody to come check out.
Yeah, I would like to actually break that down a little bit. Who is going to be performing this year at the Skate to End Hate?
So it'd be hard to list off everybody. We have 26 artists this year on 2 stages. Our headliners, our acoustic headliner is the John Parker Band, and then our main stage headliner is the Patrick Jowen Band. We've got some acts, both solo and live full band from Rockstar Academy in Rochester, which is awesome. And then we've just got, 26, that's crazy, live local original artists that are just pushing to get their tunes out.
Is it all sorts of different kind of music?
It's mainly rooted in alternative rock, indie rock, that kind of stuff. But it does branch out a little bit. We actually have one band that's joining us called Beat Advisory that they're like a full jazz band.
Cool.
It's a 7-piece band with horns and everything. And they were like, hey, do you guys have any opening spots? And I was like, you know what? This sounds fun. Let's do it. We're veering off for a section, but it should be a great performance still.
It could add just a little something extra.
Yeah, broaden the horizons a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, I love to hear that. And now you have some new additions to your local vendors this year, if I'm correct.
Right. So we have Infamous Street Co. We have a couple different vendors we have tables for each act, each band to have their merchandise set up. So it'll be, 3 revolving
3
tables?
Yeah.
So it'll be the band that had just played, the band that is currently playing, and the band that is next up will each have a merchandise table that'll cycle through. So that'll be pretty cool. Each band will have an opportunity to sell some stuff as well as perform. But if I think correctly, we have 3 BMX brands directly here from Rochester, some of the biggest in the world. Kink BMX, Cinema BMX, and Mission, all brought to us by Blackout Distribution. We've got Breaking Free Skate Park is obviously the biggest host of the event, but they're also contributing a lot to us. We have a skateboarding company called Hokies coming with us. We have another clothing brand called Where's Jim coming with us. We were just in discussions. Emails aren't completely finalized yet, but Dave and Buster has reached out to us.
Cool.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. They I don't know. They must have heard either a radio commercial or a Facebook post,
right,
but they were
something.
Hey, we want to do this. And we would, if you're listening to this, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, please respond to the emails. But no, they reached out and they wanted to bring their street team. So it would pretty much just be games and raffles and prizes that they were going to come and hang out in the parking lot and enjoy the time with us. But there's a couple other vendors. I'm still trying to finalize stuff with it. It has not been easy trying to get everyone situated.
But we've got AFSP, we've got Out of the Darkness, we've got Blue Jade, Vinyl Co., Paradox, Martian Designs, that's just a couple more. But I think the biggest addition is the fact that we're in this new space that is allowing us to work with three massive companies in Rochester that, from what it sounds like, this might be our permanent home from now on for this event.
Good.
They seem interested in us, and we're excited to be working with them. But your admission to the event gets you skateboarding at Breaking Free, which is an awesome indoor skate park.
It was 20,000 square feet.
It was baffling to walk into.
Wow.
I know nothing about skateboarding, and I walked in and was like immediately intimidated. And then you also get free climbing at Rock Ventures, which is an indoor rock climbing gym. And then you get access to Fairport Brewing Company. And that's all right there in that plaza. All their doors will be open during the event. And that is probably the biggest addition for 2022.
It almost sounds like a big street festival.
Oh yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be really, really cool.
Yeah,
to be
we're
a part
2022
of.
Skate and Hate Block Party is what we're doing this year.
Yeah,
and I mean
block
it's
party.
It's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the 20th, and I'm a firm believer that you could be there from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and not have a second of lack of entertainment. I think you could be fully entertained the entire day.
It sounds like it.
It'll be incredible, especially with two stages going. Hypothetically, what's going on outside isn't all for you. Maybe you don't like the jazz band for some odd psychotic reason. You walk inside and catch some acoustics.
Yeah.
So you're more than welcome to come and check the entire place out.
Yeah, you need a break from music. Go check out the rock climbing gym. Go get a brew from Fairport Brewing Company.
Exactly.
Sit down, have a
you
drink.
Got
I mean,
options.
Yeah, there's so many options.
As well
it's crazy.
As having some food trucks to come and eat rather than having to leave at all.
Yeah, what food trucks are going to be there this year?
Yeah, so in the morning we have Meet the Press, which is a hilarious food truck where all of their items are named after media personnel. And then we're also going to be having Kona Ice in the morning. I think starting at 3:30 we have Smoothies Plus and Quasi's Kitchen, and we're working on one more for the evening.
So okay, cool.
We had a couple dropouts, but Quasi's Kitchen swept right in and said we'd love to join you, so
good,
we're excited to have them.
Came in clutch.
Yes.
The community supporting the community.
That's absolutely what we love to see.
I saw on your Facebook you were looking for local businesses to participate in the mini public market. Are you still looking for any?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, the more the merrier. If you have a small clothing company, an Etsy shop, you engrave things, you have a Cricut machine that you make shirts
say
on.
You and your mom make cookies and you want to sell them at the event,
please
by
do.
All means, hit
please
us up.
Please do. As long as you have proper documentation for selling food, like we won't shut anyone down. With some very minute exceptions.
Absolutely.
But for the most part, we would love to just see rows and rows of local vendors selling so that the community can come and support the community.
Now, if any vendor was listening right now, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, shoot us an email at theskatetoendhate@gmail.com, or you can go on our website, which is theskatetoendhate.com.
Feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at theskatetoendhate.
It's all the same, theskatetoendhate.
You
can even go on Facebook.
Let's talk about the why of this event, because that is the most important aspect of why you guys do this.
100%.
The Skate to Hate. It started in 2019, but it goes back further than that, technically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so when Kyle and I were in, I believe it was our sophomore year, because we went to high school together, we graduated together, a good friend of mine at the age of, I want to say it was either 14 or 15, either way, the answer's too young, decided to take her life, which just completely impacted our school district. It was something that was so far, and it was right around the same time that 13 Reasons Why was coming out on Netflix. And so it was like, it was weird because it was something that was in the media, but it was still so far away. It had never felt like it would hit close to home. And then all of a sudden, like, boom, Brockport is just affected.
Absolutely.
And then, so we went on, we coped, we moved forward. And then in our senior year, I was playing in a band called Element 36. And our bass player's brother took his life at the age of 15. And so it was just like, Kyle and I had talked about how we wanted to do something, but we didn't know what we wanted to do just as a collaboration between my band and his company. And then that happened, and we were like, I think it's time to stop sitting back and doing nothing. Like, this is obviously a problem that affects people regularly, and it's something that should be stopped, and there are so many solutions to it that we felt like doing nothing and just coping would be just a shame for us.
Absolutely. Especially people like you and myself who all throughout high school were very personable. We could easily create connections with people, and we very quickly expanded the Rolodex. And because of it, even now, we're continuing to expand that, and it allows a lot of people to connect to that. And it's unfortunate, but it's hopeful that we go out and we explain this to people, and we try and recruit vendors at, you know, the public market, or we're sending emails back and forth with different companies, and they reach out with a similar story of, you know, this is something that's affected me personally. We'd love to be involved.
Absolutely.
So it's upsetting. It's not something that you ever want to see, but at least the community is impacted by it in a positive way over time.
I do think it speaks a lot to your guys' character that you guys went through two tragedies like that, and you decided to take action and turn it into an event that is, for one, welcoming for all, it supports mental health, and it donates to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I mean, that is very admirable.
Yeah, and not only is it the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, we're working directly with the Western New York chapter. So all of our funds, going to the cause itself is awesome, but the fact that it's going to go directly to our community is what makes it even better, because, I mean, it's fun to have all the music. We love having vendors and food and skating and all that stuff. It is all a blast, and it's such a fun community event. But if we had none of that and we just had a little speaker and one person came up to us and said, hey, you know, I'm struggling with my mental health and I want to make a change, like, that makes it worth it.
Absolutely.
We had in our 2019 event, we had a couple people that went up to the mental health counselors that were there representing AFSB, and they said, hey, when I was coming to this event, I wanted to take my life, and this has given me a new outlook on life. And that itself is like goosebumps. Like that,
yeah,
that makes the whole day worth it.
And I know, too, on a personal level, one of my best friends in high school, his stepfather committed suicide while we were planning the 2019 event.
Wow.
And my friend's mother showed up and was incredibly emotional, but she was incredibly thankful to us. Even still, she texts me every once in a while to thank us for the work that we do. And it's not that we're doing it for a thank you, but it's cool to see just how that very largely has an impact on people even still many years later.
100%. I mean, it's clearly touching lives.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
oh,
like
yeah,
you said,
incredible,
it's
feeling.
A fun event, yeah. Music, games, food, but the real reason is so important, and
yeah,
why to support this event.
Right.
How did you guys make the connection with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention?
One email. They've recently changed their Western New York director, but at the time we had sort of emailed this this lady, and she said, this is awesome. Let's do it. And she met with us. She did a couple Zoom calls with us. And it was awesome because we were 17. And,
oh,
and
wow.
for an adult to take us serious at 17 and say, let's make this a reality, let's do this, was like, we're beyond grateful for her. And now that it's changed hands, I mean, still, for someone to take a 20, 21-year-old serious, we're grateful for their new director, too, who has been awesome.
Absolutely. They've been absolutely nothing but accommodating, and they've been incredible to us. Like Nate said, at 17 years old, to take, you know, two 17-year-olds seriously when we're talking about putting together a large festival, you can't help but kind of laugh. And we got a lot of that throughout trying to plan the festival.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot of it. And we are successful in spite of it. So
it's, and say, well, joke's on them.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There have surely been some names, but it is what it is.
Do you guys have a need for volunteers this year?
Yeah. Yeah. We always are looking for volunteers. We've got a couple of the slots filled right now, but we're looking for some people to run the door. It's outside.
The fence.
Yeah. To run the merchandise and the raffle table. Someone to sort of help out with the main stage and the acoustic stage, making sure that all of the performers are checked in and have all their gear and they know when they're supposed to go on. So to just make sure that aspect runs smoothly. And then just a couple floaters that are willing to, you know, help out wherever need
right.
be.
And yeah. If anybody, you know, anybody for, you know, setup and teardown too. We've got a rather large stage going outside that the first year took some time to get up and took even longer to get down in the dark. So if anyone's willing to reach out and wants to help
some
put
muscles
up and tear down a stage and learn how to do that, by all means.
Same way to contact you, Instagram,
same way.
Absolutely.
Facebook,
oh, yeah.
Website,
yeah.
Email.
Yeah.
Perfect. The Skate in Hate is going down on August 20th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Breaking Free Skate Park with a $20 entrance fee all day. Guys, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Man, we're just like super excited. It feels so good to be back in the full-fledged festival style.
Absolutely.
It's going to be exciting to see all the skaters come back out, to see some new people that, you know, are just regular patrons of Breaking Free and Fairport Brewing and Rock Ventures that'll come out and support this. And we would really love to make this our permanent location and be able to have a consistent festival every year for you guys. But a lot of that has to do with attendance. So yeah. If you're able to, I know, you know, sometimes times are hard financially. If you're able to make it out, we would love to have you. It's just going to be a great day of music, raffles, giveaways, all that kind of stuff. We're actually giving away a $500 Wegmans gift card,
wow,
which is exciting. We've got a raffle basket from local musicians. And right now we're at about 20 artists have donated a t-shirt, a koozie or something. So if you're a fan of local music, like you could just rep local music all year long with this merch bin.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some giveaways from Infamous Street Co, from AFSB.
BMX,
yeah, from Kink.
AFSP, Cinema BMX, Where's Jim, Hokie Skate Lab. Can't think of who else.
I don't know.
There's so many names
there's
that I
just,
can't.
So much going on. It shows that we've got so much going on at this event that we don't even know how to bring it all up. I'm sure we forgot so many people.
Yeah.
I guess just, though, thank you to Fairport Brewing Company, to Breaking Free, to Rock Ventures, obviously to AFSP, to Infamous Street Co., Rexy's Rockin' Tees, Sigillo Chiropractic, just some of our sponsors, Matthew's Auto Group.
Yep.
Yeah, Wegmans. There's a lot of people that help make this happen, and we're honestly just super excited to bring it to the people.
And I think what you guys are saying is that there's so much that's going to be happening and so much going on. People just have to come out and see it to experience it.
You will not be bored.
That's exactly it.
The best way to spend your Saturday.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, once again, August 20th at Breaking Free Skate Park is the Skate to End 8 2022 block party.
Yeah.
I'm Ray G. That is Nate Rexinger and Kyle Matthews, co-founders of the Skate to End 8. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.